Indiana Rules and Ethics Committee will come to order. Roll call, please.
Congresswoman Bufflehead, Congressman Mason.
Present.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
I'm sorry.
Edwards.
Present. She, Congresswoman Bufflehead texted that she's going to be late. Next item on the agenda, prayer. Congressman Mason, would you be kind?
Did not see Wakanda. Wakanda is inky, all of the color. This morning, Almighty Father God, we come, we say thank you for the seasons. Thank you for the rain. We ask blessings now upon all that enter into this room this day, Almighty Father. Bless us and guide us to say the right things, hear the right things, and work in your image, Almighty Father. In the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
Okay, so yesterday we got some input on some rules that we were considering, and I think we need to get those into the report. I think if we just go through and get all the rules that and consolidate them. And we also have some proposed amendments from, yes.
Minutes?
Sorry. Oopsie. Minutes. Okay, so it says at 12:57 Alice was not present, and then it has her adjourning at 11:20.
At the bottom line, did we adjourn at 11:20 a.m.?
No, it wasn't 11:20.
Probably 1:20. Was it 1:20?
Probably 1:20.
I think it was.
I think. I know Alice wasn't there, so it's going to have to be Archie that made that motion.
Chair would entertain a motion to approve the minutes as amended.
Motion to approve the minutes as amended.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, back to let's look at rule number 8.4, proposed rule 8.4, Archie, you'll need this piece of paper right here. Maria would like us to insert J, official communications from the Osage Nation executive or judicial branches, the Attorney General's office, and other official communications from other governments or their agencies.
Where are you at? I'm sorry.
This new rule.
I mean, we're just, what were you just reading?
I'm reading something that Maria asked us to consider as a...
Oh, do I have it?
It's right here.
Oh, where does it go?
Number J. Is there a J yet?
J, yes, I have it.
Okay. She wants it to say, official communications from the Osage Nation executive or judicial branches, the Attorney General's office, and official communications from other governments or their agencies. I guess we don't really need to read. That's fine with me. I don't have any problem with that.
Can you read it one more time?
Official communications from the Osage Nation executive or judicial branches, the Attorney General's office, and official communications from other governments or their agencies.
You're saying other government being Osage Nation government?
Mm-mm.
Or just
being
any
the state or
any,
another tribe
other,
or the feds.
Any other entity?
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, what does it say?
That's it. Or their agencies.
Oh, okay. No problem with that.
Okay. Chair will entertain a motion to amend our proposed rule change to include that.
So move.
Second. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Okay, then at number four, she wants to strike the word disseminated. And now it's, I think it's in, on the change, the proposed change again, is it? Aren't you doing?
Yes, I've got both here.
What does that say?
This one says, confidential documents shall be labeled as such and shall be maintained, disseminated, and archived in accordance with legislative policy and procedure.
So she wants to say, it's to say maintained and archived. Can't confident, but confidential documents are disseminated.
What do you think?
I get confidential documents all the time.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We got a big rain at Hominy coming up here a few minutes ago.
Yeah, it's been raining. It rained all the way up here.
Yeah, Hominy.
It kind of stopped though.
About Winona.
Yeah.
So what do you think? About disseminated or not? Do you or don't you?
We're talking about a proposed change, Alice, to one of our rules. Maria asked us to, and this, we said, confidential documents shall be labeled as such and shall be maintained, disseminated, and archived in accordance with legislative policy and procedure. And she wants the word disseminated struck.
Why?
I don't know, because I say we disseminate confidential documents.
To each other, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Well, and I have you guys sign for confidential documents. I send emails, I forward emails and label them as confidential.
I'm just afraid. So then where do they go? They go to the hand that they originally, like, they go to the speaker? They go, they sit with the speaker, and the speaker, decides what he or she is going to send them? I'm not in agreement with that.
Yeah, I think we should leave it the way it is. Because it's legislative policy and procedure that sets how that works.
Well, who talked to her? You?
No, she handed me this.
Oh, but didn't give you a reason why?
Mm-mm. No, and here we are at rules meeting on Thursday. So I just think we just tell her that we considered it, we didn't agree with it, and if she wants to try to get it on the floor, we'll tell her why we didn't agree with it.
Well, I'm not agreeing with it because I don't understand the rationale.
Same. I don't understand why. It seems okay to me, as is.
Okay, so the first change we accepted, the second change now.
Okay.
All right. 4.2.1, page 10, line 17. After writing, this is one of the things we presented yesterday, at least 24 hours in advance, except in the case of emergency. So that's like notify.
Well, this absence.
Uh-huh, notify people in your absence. Does anybody have any?
Say it again.
At least 24 hours in advance, except in the case of an emergency.
Okay, okay.
And notice who?
The clerk.
The clerk.
Okay. And not the committee chairs, but just the clerk?
Yeah, the committee chairs is in a different place, right? Mm-hmm. It's in a different place.
If I'm asked, just to cover my tracks, I notify the clerk, committee chair, and the speaker, and the second speaker.
That's fine, but you're only required to notify the clerk.
Okay, is that what we're saying in that? Just leave.
We're saying that.
Because the committee chair is noted somewhere else within the rules.
We're saying do it, this part says do it 24 hours in advance. Because the clerk works with the speaker and will notify the speaker if it looks like there's not going to be a quorum.
Okay. Kids, family, spouse, somebody significant, what if somebody has an emergency that evening or midnight, you take them to the ER and then you can't make it to the session?
Well, that's why you don't have to notify in
that
the case of
emergency.
In case of emergency, you don't have to notify 24 hours in advance, but you ought to notify them when you can, and not the point
you
is.
You kind of get busy at that time. You know how that work goes.
Right. I think that constitutes emergency. It would fall with under emergency excused.
Do we have to define emergency anywhere?
I don't think we should.
I think.
Just leave it.
I think we should just leave emergency. I think everyone does.
Then I'm okay with it.
All right. So all those in favor of recommending rule change to 4.2.1, page 10, line 17, signify by saying yes?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Page 15, line, strike number 5, call for the question. I think that's just a heading that doesn't make sense.
Motions in writing?
What?
Page 15, where it says, actually it's line 34, sorry. Where it says call for the question.
Uh-huh. What part of that don't you?
What are we changing?
It's not use, if you read the step underneath call for the question, that's not what call for the question is actually used for.
How would you word it, Madam Clerk?
Well, when we discussed it before, we talked about just striking call for the question and including that step with voting procedures.
Oh, yeah.
So it would be number 3.
Sure. Agree.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
All right. Chair will place strike page 15, line 34.
Strike line 34.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Okay.
And line 36. Number 1 would be number 3.
Yeah, read and adjust accordingly, whatever. And then there's a place. Okay, so yesterday.
3, and this is 4, 5, 6, 7.
Okay, so yesterday these are the following things that people agreed with. I'm going to find my notes. Come on, little computer. One of them was we didn't have membership.
Is that it?
Hold on just a second. I'm trying to find my notes.
I can't find it on my computer. 7.5 is membership committee.
Well, it's one. See where it says the select committees of Congress are? There's no.
Select committees are Congressional Affairs, B, Congressional Rules, Ethics, and Congressional, C, Appropriations.
It's missing membership committee. So yesterday the Congress agreed. Is that page 31, Rule 7.7, line 10?
Correct.
Insert membership committee. Chair will entertain a motion.
So moved.
Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Okay, and then.
That would become item D then.
Yes. Okay. Then, page 1, rule 1.1, line 37.
Rule 1.1, 37. Okay, what?
Insert after again until someone is elected by majority vote. That one was approved.
We've done that a couple of times. Well,
that deals with the Raymond insisting that he gets to break the tie.
God, I hate it when we have to do that, though.
I know, but both times people have changed, so. Including me once.
You and John Yek are the only two. No, you know John Yek, we're liable to sit here for a few hours.
He might. Okay.
So the question was, or what do we consider?
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
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 Okay. And then rule, page two, rule 1.1, line nine, after year, insert for not more than two consecutive terms. Everybody's okay with that.
Let me catch it up with you.
Page two.
It's two, I'm at two.
What one?
Line nine. After year, insert for not more than two consecutive terms.
Elected officials shall hold office for a period of 1 year. In my rules.
Right.
Yeah, and she.
And then, what are we saying after that?
2 years.
And for not more than two consecutive terms.
Oh, terms.
Oh, elected officials shall hold office for a period of 2 years?
No.
No? 1 year.
1 year, and not for more than two consecutive terms. In other words, after 2 years, you're not that off.
See, I think, I don't.
You better define that a little better. Some people are going to define terms.
Two consecutive terms is your office of 4 years.
Right.
That's how someone can interpret that.
Right, exactly.
That just, that right there is confusing language.
Okay. So where was it?
What was the one we just did? We did membership committee, and then what was the next one?
A session year is not a term.
Majority vote. Until someone is elected by majority vote.
Your term is 4 years.
Okay, so not for more than two consecutive years.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Well, we explained it yesterday, and everybody understood what we were saying, but I guess our language wasn't good.
Some were squirming like, what? Watch him subcut.
Realizing that this takes effect after we take the vote, so everyone can stay right where they're at. It's been there for 3 years. I'm a firm believer that once you pass a rule or a law, it starts when we voted and
it's
when
true.
We... It starts then.
Mm-hmm.
If we won't change it, that's a new rule.
It's not a retro thing, so...
It's now. Until
okay.
Somebody has to change it.
So...
That's okay.
And not for more than two consecutive
I'm still on
years.
The one before that, until someone is elected by majority vote. Okay.
Okay, still talking about combining education and culture. Well, first of all right, all those in favor of that signify by saying yes.
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 Okay, this one was not a go. Nobody wanted that one. Okay, the next one is combining education and culture.
Where's that?
Page 35, rule 7.6.1.
Education. Say it again now.
Combining those committees.
Education and culture?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do that.
No.
Okay.
Did you insert membership committee on here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Page 35, rule 7.6.1, line 36, strike 4 and 6 and insert 3 and 5. Feedback yesterday was 3 is too little. So do we want to say? I don't know. If 4 want to be on it, it doesn't to me. Well, 4... is if only three want to be on a committee, so be it. Make somebody else go be on one that doesn't want to.
Well, if we compromise, say 3 and 6.
Well,
they're number 3 and 6.
Six.
Well, we
too
heard
many.
From some people that thought that 6 was just fine.
That's only one person we heard from.
That opened that voiced their opinion. There were some people we didn't hear from at all.
Let's just put it out there at the bottom and see what they want.
Okay.
Because I'm good either.
So
I mean, I made my argument for why I think it should be changed, but it went absolutely nowhere with that person.
Well, not a lot of things go nowhere with that person. So
what one was that?
This one, page 35, rule 7.6.1. Put that at the bottom so we can try to get these others. Okay, page 36, rule 7.7.3, line 20.
Now, are all these going in one swooping rule change because...
No.
Okay.
Rule 7.7.3, line 20, strike persons and insert staff.
Subcommittees may be made up members of the committee, other members, or other staff.
Or staff.
How many more changes do you have?
One.
Okay. Now, what do we have on the agenda for this morning, Shannon, just out of curiosity? Is it big?
It will be by the time we get done.
Okay. Well, here's my concern. These changes we always seem to run into a lot of discussion on them. So we need to do this on a day that we have time. And that we don't just get people saying, well, I've got a meeting after this, I'm just going
to
vote no.
We don't have to engross today.
We've run into that problem.
We don't
have
to stop for engrossment. Okay. If we don't stop for engrossment, then... Okay, so this is... where's the one about subcommittees? Okay.
Number three.
Subcommittees may be made up of members of the committee, other members, or the persons deemed necessary by the chair or speaker.
Changing persons to staff.
Yeah, to staff.
You say it's other a staff or just say staff?
Staff.
So moved.
Staff.
Uh-huh. So take out other persons and insert staff.
Okay.
So moved.
Second. Get that.
Not yet, but...
Section 7.17.
It's this one right here. Okay, the last one is rule 30, page 36, rule 7.6.8, line 7. Insert, the standing committee shall meet immediately after formation and elect a chair and vice chair. No member may serve as chair or vice chair of any standing committee for more than 2 consecutive years. Select committee shall elect a vice chair at the first meeting by motion, which shall be reflected in the minutes.
So moved.
Which group, standing, select
standing.
Or so, elect standing? appropriations?
Isn't that under committees? Let's see here.
It should be.
It's under standing committees. So maybe the select committees needs to be... What was that? It says 7.6.8. Okay, it inserts an 8. Well, maybe we better have the select committee under select committee. Let's just move the part about picking the vice chair at the first meeting.
That's already there, though, isn't it?
Mm-mm. That's how we've ended up without, put it.
We do pick a vice chair at the first meeting.
Yeah.
Because we have our first meeting when we elect our chair, when we elect our officers and our committees.
We don't pick a vice chair of the select committees.
Not the select committees.
Not the select.
Okay, that's you said I'm standing committees.
Well, I'm saying the part about select committees needs to be, somewhere in.
But we could. We just go through the standing committees right then and there, but why we don't go through select committees at the same time and do that is beyond me. It makes no sense. Right. We should just start doing that. At the time that the standing committees will call rules and ethics and congressional affairs to order and pick our, that it's just so much easier.
You call them to order, don't you?
Yeah.
And pass it off once.
And pass it off once the chair is nominated.
Well, the chair will be selected by for CA, they're selected by selecting your second speaker.
Okay, so let's make this 7.1.
So the second speaker can call them to order and select a vice chair, and you can call rules and ethics to order, and we'll select our chair and then vice chair.
Okay.
Done.
Okay, so
membership.
Yeah.
7.1. 7.6.1.
Curtis Ramsey
needs to become.
She's got another set of rules right here next to her.
Okay, 7.6.1. We've had a heading for committees, so we just need in the beginning 7.1 talking about committees. And that's where we can have. Committees of Congress shall be comprised in total of no less than 3 members and no more than 5 members. That's the one we talked about first. And then we have standing committees shall meet immediately after formation and elect a chair and vice chair. No member may serve as chair or vice chair of any standing committee for more than 2 consecutive years. Select committees shall also elect a vice chair immediately after formation. Let's just put select and standing committees shall meet immediately after formation and elect a chair and vice chair. No member may serve as chair or vice chair of any standing committee for more than 2 consecutive years.
You're combining something that I don't know if I agree, because you got 7.1 is select committees definition.
Now we're
7.6 is standing committees.
I know. I'm taking 7.6.6 out of 7.6. And at 7.1, the first heading is going to be committee formation. It's going to be about all the committees. The heading will be committee formation. And it will say, committees of Congress shall be comprised of no less than 3 members, no more than 5 members. And then it will say, select and standing committees shall meet immediately after formation and elect a chair and vice chair. No member shall serve as chair or vice chair of any standing committee for more than 2 consecutive terms. That's it.
Okay, so you're striking 7.6.6.
And I'm inserting 7.1, committee formation. And that's about all the committees, standing and select. Then I'm putting underneath that, that you're going to meet immediately after formation and elect a chair and vice chair. And that no member will serve as a chair or vice chair of any standing committee for more than 2 consecutive years. Same as the other select committees.
Where does 7.1 go? Because that's a definition.
7.1 becomes
select committees.
7.1 becomes 7.2, select committees. And 7.3 is Congressional Affairs Committee.
Membership goes under select or standing?
Select. So all you do is
move. So you're going to do page 31, line 3, insert 7.1, committee formation.
Right. Because the rule is congressional committees. It's talking about select and standing. So now we're saying, here's how you form
all committees.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying all committees are formed.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we could move. Okay. There we go. 7.1, committee formation. Committees of Congress shall be select and standing committees shall meet immediately after formation and select a chair and vice chair. This probably should say committee officers. It should say committee. It's all right, formation. We can just repeat ourselves. Because do we have anywhere that it says the clerk's going to keep the put the committees of record in the record?
I know it says that would be back at the very beginning.
I know it says that we are supposed to caucus and that when we pick.
I would say select and standing committees shall meet immediately after selection.
Okay. And elect a chair and vice chair. Where is that part about?
That's at the very beginning on election of officers.
Oh, no, but I thought there was some part about when we meet and we stand around and we figure out.
There it is somewhere. Looking for the part where it talks about
where we caucus, when we decide how we're going to have our meeting, when we decide that we've got everybody, then we. It's got to be in a committee.
It's 7.6. 7.6.7 is Congress shall meet and caucus on the subject of committee membership. When the speaker determines that a general consensus may have been reached on the committee membership, the speaker shall submit a complete list of committee assignments for approval by the Congress. An affirmative vote of at least 7 members of Congress will be required to establish the members of each committee for the committee year. And that's listed with standing committees, and if you want that to be subject to select committees too, I think you should put it under committee formation.
Okay. Let's do that. All right. 7.1 is going to be committee formation.
The land office, you have a copy.
Okay.
Keep one in your file.
Okay.
That one, as long as they know.
Is Shannon with us up?
So why don't we say at the appointed time, don't let me just take that pen, that's a nice pen. Congress shall meet and caucus on the subject of committee membership. When the speaker determines that a general consensus has been reached. Not may have been reached. has been reached on committee's membership, the speaker shall submit to Congress a complete list of proposed committee assignments.
Where you at, 7.5?
7.67, we're moving this part to 7.1.
An affirmative vote.
It's right here. Did you put that part?
So we're gonna put seven.
At the appointed time, Congress shall meet and caucus on the subject of committee membership.
And that's gonna be number one, 7.1.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
When the speaker determines that a general consensus has been reached on committee membership, the speaker shall submit a complete list of committee assignments to the Congress for approval. An affirmative vote of at least 7 members of Congress is required to establish the members in each committee for the coming year. And then right after that, it will say, select, that'll be number 2, or A, or whatever it is, 2, I guess. Select and standing committees shall meet immediately after selection. Should we say confirm? To confirm the members.
Question?
Yes.
Congress shall meet and caucus on the subject of a select committee, period. Then the rest of that is talking about the speaker. Should those be two different items? Congress does one thing and then...
Can be. That's fine.
I believe because see what it says.
Okay,
Congress
then,
shall do this.
Then this then one will be 3. Select and standing committees shall meet immediately after confirmation and elect a chair and vice chair. No member may serve as chair or vice chair of any committee for more than 2 consecutive years. That's it.
Let me get a type down and I will have a look.
Okay.
Okay, sign that one too. Please.
Does anybody have anything else regarding the rules?
No.
No.
All right, so I'm going to divide these out. Maybe I'll try to put them least controversial to most controversial. Surely people aren't going to have to talk on inserting membership committee into the select committees. It's just a boo-boo that's left out. I mean, somebody, should we call RJ ahead of time so he knows what we're doing so he doesn't?
All right.
Okay. So, we voted on everything?
No.
We haven't voted on this one yet? Okay.
You vote on anything?
Well, read it to us.
It's our last
just
one.
Just a second. Okay, one thing we need to do is we need to
strike
mm-hmm. that. So we didn't vote on moving that either.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is I'm going to say the motion is to amend 7.6.6 and 7 by striking both of those.
Okay. How do you read it so that we...
And then we will amend 7.1, or actually, I'm not even going to put 7.1. We're going to amend...
We're going to insert a new 7.1.
Right. What is it?
It's 7.1.
I I was going to say amend congressional committees, because 7.1 is a totally different thing, so. And you're going to amend it by, at page 31, line 3, which is before 7.1.
Okay.
You're going to insert 7.1.
Okay.
Committee formation, mm-hmm. number 1, at the appointed time Congress shall meet and caucus on the subject of committee membership. Number 2, when the Speaker determines that general consensus has been reached on the committee membership, the Speaker shall submit a complete list of committee assignments to Congress for approval. The affirmative vote of at least 7 members of Congress is required to confirm the members in each of the each committee for the coming year. Number 3, select and standing committees shall meet immediately after selection to elect a chair and vice chair.
Okay, now there was one, the one that said comprised of no more than 3, you know.
More than 5.
Yeah, that one goes in there too. That's 6.
Okay.
The committee shall be comprised in total of no less than 3 and no more than 5 members. That's what, like, B.
Okay, so we had...
You struck that, 6 and 7.
Is that the one that we had amended over here somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to take that completely out.
And move it.
And we're going to insert that. Do you want to insert that with number 1? Where they're caucusing on the subject of membership? Or do you want that to be number 1, that no member or no committee shall be comprised of more than?
It should be number 2.
Okay.
Okay. Chair would entertain a motion to approve that rule change.
So moved.
Second.
Yes. So moved and seconded.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Okay. That's it.
Question. After we voted, I still. When the Speaker reports out or has determined all of these committees are filled, the Speaker. My question is, what is the role of the Clerk of the Congress? Do you record all of these and then give it to the Speaker, and then the Speaker reports it out?
No, because that all happens on...
Or is that all in the caucus room?
The caucusing, we get our list, and the Speaker gathers, we gather those up.
Okay.
And then it's all voted on the floor, so it's all reflected in the journal.
We don't have to have a list, but we have to decide that we've just been using those lists.
Well, the world wants to know who's on the committee.
We've been using those lists to facilitate, but when there's more than one person that wants to be on the list, we may have to tell one person they're off. Frankly, I think that the people that don't come to the meetings when they're supposed to and don't tell you they're not going to be there should be the first ones that you say, you got too many and you don't participate, so you're gone.
Well, you should be Speaker and tell them that.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Well, when you get an excuse after the meeting starts, I forgot, I thought the meeting was tomorrow, and we've had meetings only on Tuesday and Thursday the entire session. So there was no meeting that was happening that the next day. Just admit you don't want to come.